It happened on April the 8th in 1998 when I was, as you just said, a busy journalist going about my life in London. And I went into Harrods, which is a very famous store in London. And I was going in there to buy Easter eggs and such. And as I went through the turnstile in the bread hall, it stuck fast. And in those few seconds, this incredible energy, George, pulsed up through my body, through my chest, terrific pains in my chest, like electrical tremors, up into my head. I felt like my head was going to explode. And within 3 or 4 seconds, I could hear a voice shouting in my head that I knew had not emanated from me. And I thought I'd had, obviously, I wondered what was going on. I thought I'd had a heart attack. Oh. And they managed to get me to my doctor within about 15 minutes. He put me on the floor. It was like a full emergency. They put the heart monitors on my chest and played my heartbeat down the phone to a cardiologist. But in those moments, George, I realized that I was feeling the doctor's thoughts in my head, and I knew that my heart was perfect. And when I started to tell my doctor what he was thinking, I have to tell you, I'm not sure who was more shocked, whether it was him or me. And so he said, I'm really not sure what's happening here, Hazel. He's a normal orthodox doctor, and of course I wasn't sure what was happening. And he said, you better go home and have a cup of tea, because in England, a cup of tea is our answer to absolutely everything. And he said, I'm going to call your husband and get him to come home. So when I got home, my eyes were a different color. And considering the shock that I just had, because remember, George, 15 minutes earlier, I had thought I was dying. I honestly believed I only had minutes to live, and I was busy giving the doctor messages to my loved ones, because if you really believe you're dying, it really focuses your mind on what's important in life. And anyway, I was looking in the mirror. My eyes were a different color. I looked much younger, considering the shock I just had. And then over that Easter, things really took off. I found that I wasn't, for some reason, being allowed to eat any physical food when I love my food. I found that I could feel people's thoughts in my head. At one point on the Easter Friday, I started levitating. Jeez. I developed an incredible fever, one like I'd never known, but alternating with absolutely dreadful bouts of freezing cold. I had these energetic tremors going throughout my body. I became intensely psychic. I could feel thoughts. I could see energies. I could see other dimensions. And also I had this voice continually talking in my head. And so imagine that you go from one day being a normal mum, you're going about your life as a journalist, you've got a husband, a daughter, a family, a home to run, and the next you have these incredible phenomena happening to and around you. And obviously, I had to take to my bed. I felt I was just so shocked. And then on Easter Saturday, a medical doctor had come to live with us, a friend of mine from London, who was a fellow columnist. And with him present, because of the shock of what was happening to me, I actually moved from this world to the next. Then I made a pact with the spirit world that if I could be allowed to come back, then I would tell the truth of what happened to me and what was happening to me. And it took me a long time to ground my experience, which is known as a spiritual emergency. My Kundalini energy, I was to find many months later, had blown that day spontaneously in Harrods. And I say to anyone out there who's ever had any kind of experience like this, it really does blow your mind, because it's like being plugged into an ultimate super computer, in that any information I needed to know, in the moment I needed to know it, I knew it. I was manifesting ash. I was able to give intense healing through my eyes. Jeez. I could see people as beings of energy, and as well as all that, I had what's known as a walk-in when a particular deceased spirit, at the moment my Kundalini blew, your energy field is so wide open that this spirit entered into my energy field. So for quite a few months, there were two of us in here and it got a bit crowded.
I would guess. Now, are these abilities, are they still with you, Hazel?
No, they've gone now. I mean, after it took a long time, but in the end, I went to see quite a famous parapsychologist here in England. Her name is Dr. Serena Roney Dougal. She has a research center near Glastonbury, and I told her my whole story. This was after several months, and she, because I was beginning to almost become like a being of light, it was quite profound. And she said to me, she put her hands on my shoulders and she said, Hazel, she said it very humbly, she said, I need to tell you something. She said, you need to say, I am only Hazel. I am only Hazel. And so because I was creating my reality pretty well instantaneously, there was a renowned scientist telling me that I was only Hazel. So in the moments that she said that, what did I become? It was as if this a massive energy field that had been around me and inside me for months. It was like a genie going back in the bottle. And so after I saw Serena, it was as if the whole thing settled down. I was still intensely psychic. I could still hear spirit. But the really heightened stuff stopped.
What was the catalyst, Hazel, that got you into this near-death episode?
Well, 3 months before the episode, I had gone to see an enlightened woman called Mother Mira in Germany. And she gives darshan, which is when somebody pulses the divine energy through their eyes into yours. And when you go for darshan with Mother, she works in silence. I hadn't really understood what she was doing at that time, but of course I do now. And you were told to truly wish for what you wanted. And I had been meditating with a neighbor for about a year. And, you know, I was like one of these people that I really wanted to move along with this spiritual stuff, you know. I wanted an acceleration in my spiritual growth. And so that's what I wished for when I was kneeling before Mother. But never did I dream that it would happen in the way that it did. And I was also pretty stressed because one of the triggers for spontaneous Kundalini awakenings, for spiritual emergency, which is when spiritual awakening becomes a physical crisis, it can be stress, it could be tantric sex, it could be the intervention of an enlightened man or woman. But in my case, I think it was the dual scenario that A, I was quite stressed and very busy, and B, I had made that wish with Mother Mira, and the universe was making that wish come true. But in other words, I'd made a wish, but I never expected it to come true in quite such a dramatic way.